Hey everyone, it's Matt Fabian with the Wealth Effect Podcast. Today's Monday, September 26th, 2022. And as the markets are down and back into bear market territory, it's time really to think about avoiding behavioral mistakes during this time. Last week, global markets pulled back as the Fed announced that it would tighten another 75 basis points and keep rates higher for longer. Major indices are back to their June bear market lows, with the S&P 500 falling 23% year-to-date and the NASDAQ down 31%. Bonds have also struggled as interest rates across the inverted yield curve have jumped, with the two-year Treasury yield rising to 4.2% and the 10-year to 3.7%. Both of those are the highest levels since 2007 and 2010, respectively. Investors have been navigating this challenging market all year, and for many, it feels as if there's no sign of relief. So how can investors see beyond recent market swings and short-term headlines to achieve long-term financial goals? In times like these, staying the course can be difficult, but history shows that it is ultimately rewarded. Nearly all investors understand that markets naturally swing on a regular basis and that the economy tends to operate in cycles. Still, this knowledge doesn't make it any easier to avoid overreacting to significant market moves. This is why, despite the importance of understanding investment analysis, financial planning, and portfolio construction, our behavior often has the largest impact on achieving financial objectives. Investors understandably prefer to wait for the quote-unquote perfect time to invest, which often translate into waiting in vain until it feels safe and comfortable. The reality is that no market environment is ever perfect. Whether it's the challenging period following the 2008 financial crisis, in 2020 during the pandemic, or in the early 1980s when the Fed was last battling inflation, waiting until investing feels comfortable tends to backfire. When viewed from this perspective, how investors feel often turns out to be a contrarian indicator, since investors are most confident when markets are at their peak and most uneasy when markets have already bottomed. As Warren Buffett, quote, goes, having the fortitude to, quote, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful is what rewards investors over long periods of time. Investing when others are bearish may feel uncomfortable, but this is when prices and valuations are the most attractive. As the chart in the show notes shows, investor sentiment today is at historic lows due to fears of the Fed pushing the economy over the cliff into a recession. These concerns have been driving markets all year and are also widely known and understood. Experienced investors know that boom and bust cycles are a natural and unavoidable part of both the stock market and the economy. Today, the economy is not dealing with shocks from a once-in-a-lifetime or once-in-a-century pandemic or 2000-style tech bubble. Instead, it is the process of restoring the balance between economic growth and inflation, as challenging as that is. This takes time, and there can be stumbles along the way. The way as markets adjust to a new period of more sensible interest rates. Eventually, all recessions and bear markets across history stabilized, paving the way for economic expansion and bull markets. These phases of the economic and market cycle are not created equal. The history of the modern market and economic cycle suggests that while downturns may be sudden and deep, the subsequent expansions more than make up for the difference. As the chart in the show notes suggests, bear markets since World War II have lasted anywhere from 6 months to 2.5 years. During these periods, the U.S. stock market has fallen anywhere from 22% to 57% at its worst points. In contrast, bull markets have lasted from about 2 years to over a decade, with the two most prolonged cycles occurring during the last 30 years. These cycles have seen the stock market multiply in value many times over. The 11-year bull market from 2009 to 2020 experienced a price return of 401% and close to 530% if you include reinvested dividends. If seasons behaved like the bear and bull markets of recent decades, there would be beautiful weather 11 months out of the year. While preparing for winter is essential, it is counterproductive to focus on them at the expense of the springs and the summers. Further, the time to prepare for winter is prior to its arrival. Once it's already upon us, we must make do with our current resources. Understanding what is on the other side of a bear market provides the much-needed context to remain disciplined with investment decisions amidst volatility. Of course, past performance is no guarantee of future results. And the point is not that bear markets are insignificant or inconsequential. Instead, it's a reminder to stay invested and diversified in order to benefit from all parts of the market cycle. The chart in the show notes highlights that it can take 2 years for the market to fully recover from a typical bear market. However, the most crucial point is not when the market fully recovers, but when it begins to turn, when it begins to start to recover. This rebound can happen suddenly, even as most investors remain skeptical. Being patient and not focused on each and every market headline allows investors to avoid their own worst behavior. The bottom line. It may take time for markets to adjust to this new economic period of higher interest rates and tighter Fed policy. History shows that periods like these may be uncomfortable, but investors who can stay the course will be better positioned to achieve their financial goals. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of the Wealth Effect Podcast. Hope you're all doing well out there, and happy wealth generation.